The scripture gives us many examples of God's calling. He calls people and he commissions them. But in all the calling, he will put them through a test. In all the callings and commissioning in the scripture, he will put them through a test. And the test is not to see them, they are worthy or they are powerful, not to see whether they are gifted or talented, but to precisely to see them, how much they trust in me, how much they give room for me in their life, how much they exalt the power of me in their calling. This is to test anyone who is called in the scripture. Abraham was called. And the massive blessing upon him was this: Sarah will bear a son. But then he was tested. And in the calling, in the promise that I will get a son, he went on to make his own son, Ishmael. He didn't really trust the Lord. But then the testing was, how much you trust me? He tested again. Take your only son Isaac. Sacrifice him on the mountain. Without fear, Abraham took him to the mountain. Because by that time, well, God promised a son. I didn't really believe it, so I went my own way. I had Ishmael. That was not a great blessing upon me. That was not the child I wanted. But then God gave him Isaac. Now he's asking, can you take Isaac and sacrifice? But without any hesitation, as we read the scripture in Genesis, he's taking Isaac and going without any issue, because he already tasted, the one who has called me is faithful. And if I trust in his power, he can do anything with me. I don't have to trust in my power. That is why when God calls Jeremiah, come, though you are young, go and preach to the people with King Josiah, be the reformation in Israel. Though you are young, preach, man, you be the prophet. And Jeremiah says, I'm a boy, I'm a young guy, I cannot preach, they will mock me. And he tests Jeremiah. And when Jeremiah crumbles, God does one thing to him. He makes his word a fire in them. Jeremiah understands, I'm a boy. I don't have the eloquence to preach. I don't have the eloquence to speak the Reformation. So when he accepts that weakness, he humbles himself and says, God, I don't want to go. Then God says, yes, you trust in me. So I give you, I will make my word a fire in you. Moses said, I don't know, I have a standard. How am I going to preach to these people? What will I do? Good on you, Moses. Good on you. Because you're going to trust in me. I will make these signs in front of Pharaoh. You just go there. Because when Moses understood this is an immense call, I don't have the capacity, and he had the desire to confess it, God works through them. Or him. And that is what we see in the scripture time and again. Anyone who is called is tested, preferably mainly to see whether they have room for God in them. And that is why we come to Isaiah. Isaiah's call is none other than Jeremiah's call to preach the Reformation, to bring also hope. A community who lives in exile, he brings hope. Isaiah is preaching. But Isaiah's biggest test, Isaiah should not trust in his capacity. Isaiah should not trust in his gifts and talents. But rather, Isaiah should know the almighty power of God. Isaiah should know the awesomeness of God. So in front of Isaiah, God gives this vision. seraphims moving around. Holy, holy, Lord, all God mighty. Everyone worships him. When Isaiah sees the immensity of God, when Isaiah sees the awesomeness of God, he says, I can't do the call that you call me to. Get someone else. I'm an unclean man living among unclean people. Then God says, that's what I want. That's what I want. That's what I was looking for. If Isaiah says, wow, you're super cool, awesome God, I'm awesome too, I'm going to do this work. If he has done that, we don't know what would happen. But when he sees the power of God that can transform the world through him, he confessed, I am not able to hold that power within me. So send someone else. But God says, that's what I want. That's what the sign of purification. When you confess that I am, you are little and I am big. That is the word that comes out of any disciple's mouth. That is why precisely a coal is touched in his tongue. Because he confessed, I am nothing, but you are everything. It is impossible for me, but it is possible for you. Isaiah confessed it. We come to the gospel. The gospel is Jesus wants his disciples. He doesn't want them to be perfect in themselves. He doesn't want them to be gifted and talented. He does not want them to trust in their own capacity. Jesus approached them. And Jesus says, did he catch anything? No. Well, put the net onto the other side. What is this other side? In Matthew, it speaks about the other side. In Luke, it doesn't. Put the net into the other side or the right side. Let's say the left side is human beings. We want to control our life. I'm a priest. I can do these things in my own capacity. Mission center director, it's easy. Formator, it's easy. I can do it. Sister Catherine and all these people. Yeah, formation, I can make these guys very holy. A husband, I can do it in my strength. Wife, I can do it in my strength. Teacher, I can do it in my strength. It's my life. I earn money, I can do anything I want. That's the left side. And all day, night long, the disciples worked hard. They are fishermen. They know the sea. They know the tide. They know the timing. They know the time of the moon and the sun, when to go into the sea and catch the fish. They know everything. But they have caught nothing, Bible says. The left side gave them nothing. Their power, their popularity, their knowledge, nothing gave them, that doesn't give them anything. So the right side, the other side of the boat, Jesus comes. Can he cast into the other side? In other words, he says, can you trust my capacity? Can you say, I cannot, but you can? Can you say, like Isaiah, I don't know, I'm an unclean man. My capacities are over. Is there any other source of power? And they cast the net onto the other side, onto the God side, onto the right side. And they catch something so big, like Isaiah. They fell on the knees. I'm an unclean man. Peter said, please leave me, Lord. Because he understood how limited is his capacity, how limited can be his knowledge, how limited can be his health, how short can be his life, how mortal. Then he confessed, leave me, Lord. God says, no, don't be afraid. That's what I want. If he haven't confessed like that, I will leave you and get someone else. But that's what I was looking for. A person who sees my power, kneels in front of me, acknowledges his incapacity, and invites me into him. That's the person I'm looking for. That's the person I'm looking for. That is why the second reading, St. Paul proudly confesses, I have seen the risen Lord. That's why he said, he appeared to me. Don't we read in 1 Corinthians today's readings? He appeared to me, and the grace of God that works in me. He was a Jew, he was a scholar, a Roman scholar, he knew the philosophy, he knew the Jewish scripture, he knows everything. But when Christ the Lord appeared to him, risen from the dead, challenged every bit of his human knowledge, challenged every bit of his academic career, when he was challenged by the risen Lord who conquered death,
He confessed, "The grace of God works through in me. I am weak, but I am strong because I confess my weakness and the grace works in me." Isn't that what Isaiah did? When he saw the power, he confessed, "I'm unclean." God said, "I want you. You're my servant." When Simon Peter said, "Lord, you can catch many fish, go away. We are simple fishermen." But God, Jesus said, "I want you." When Paul said, "I know everything," he said, "You don't know the love that transforms. You don't know the love that comes out of dead into resurrection." And Paul said, "Here I am, your servant." That is the mystery of our call, you and me. If you want to work for the Lord, if you want to achieve the full potential, if you and me want to have the abundant life, to the brothers and sister who starts their journey in the MGL formation, your fellow brother says this: if we want to see God works in us, we have to know his power, whether through scripture, whether through adoration, whether through prayer, whether through experiences. We need to know his power in us that makes us little, that to the point scares us, to the point bring us to our knees and beg, "Lord, I can't, I don't have, but you can and you have." Let's cast all our worries into the other side and he will surprise us with the gift that we can never imagine and think of. Amen.